This is Jack Straw, British Foreign Secretary, and the theme of his speech is the Czech Republic and the New Europe. When you're ready, say your name and I'll start. Ladies and gentlemen, the relationship between the Czech lands and Britain has long enriched both our countries. We remember with pride the part which Czech and British forces played together in the fight against Nazism. And today our armed forces are serving together again, with great distinction, in the Balkans, Afghanistan and Iraq. Our bilateral trade is now worth more than £2 billion every year. We both profit greatly from that strong relationship, which is why the British government ensured that our labour market was open to legitimate workers from the Czech Republic immediately after accession on May the 1st this year. Our new partnership within the European Union today strengthens our relationship further, and it gives us both a strong interest in the EU's future direction, the theme on which I want to focus my remarks today. Only 4 months into this historic enlargement, the shape of the new European Union's priorities, alliances and politics will take some time to become fully clear. But we already know that the European Union of 25 members will be different in nature from that of 15. The new member states, such as the Czech Republic, are bringing new perspectives and new ideas. Fresh and successful experience of economic transformation, insight and understanding of the EU's new neighbours to the east, and a skilled and creative generation of young people. The new constitutional treaty, which we agreed last June, will change the way in which the EU does business. And the pressures of a globalised and interdependent world are forcing the EU to adapt to face new challenges. Maintaining our economic power in the face of global competition and improving our capacity to face today's security threats. In all these areas, change is already underway. We need to ensure that we build on it and shape it in the right direction for the future. The fact that things are changing is reflected in the way in which we talk about the European Union itself. We used to hear a lot about what was known in the jargon as finalité, a fixed end state at which the European Union was aimed, usually consisting, for its advocates, of a federally structured organisation. The idea of such a fixed destination lies behind the metaphors of fast and slow lanes, forging ahead or being left behind, and a two-speed or a multi-speed European Union. And though their views are diametrically opposed, the die-hard opponents of further integration rely on a similarly fixed idea of the EU's finalité. For them, it is a case of so far, but no further. Both views are, in my opinion, mistaken, because it is wrong to fix the nature of the European Union in stone. The world is continually changing, perhaps faster now than ever before, and the European Union has to be able to change with it. A recognition of that fact explains why the idea of finalité has had its day. And the drafters and negotiators of the new constitutional treaty were acutely conscious of that fact. The final text, which we agreed, sets out a framework which is not that of a federal and rigid European Union, but of a more flexible, multidimensional and adaptable organisation. there must always be common rules which apply to all across the European Union. Such rules are the foundation of the single market, ensuring fair treatment for people and businesses across Europe.